You know, we are moving forward and we are excited about some changes, even though there's going to be some challenges. We're looking forward to doing what we can do with the wonderful people that we have on our staff.
In her report to the school board this month, elementary school principal Erica Clute-Painter stayed upbeat despite the district's declining enrollment and budget problems. The elementary school is losing 2 classroom teaching positions and a half-time reading specialist next year. That will mean combining some grades.
We will be offering some multi-age classes next year, some different opportunities there. We are actually not rehiring some of the teachers that are retiring or transferring due to some of the numbers that we have quite a few people that are moving out of the district and just declining enrollment. So it's just kind of the state of the economy and some of those things. But we can do it, and we're ready for the challenge, and we're up for it, and we're excited about it.
The school district is projecting a total of 500 students this year in Petersburg. That's down 10 from last year and nearly 200 fewer kids than a decade ago. Lower enrollment means less state funding, and the district is facing rising costs like health insurance as well as declining federal grants. All this led administrators to eliminate about 4.5 jobs, including the 2.5 elementary school positions and the equivalent of another 2 full-time aides district-wide. The jobs will go vacant through retirements or resignations rather than layoffs, and there's no money in the budget for the contract with Petersburg Mental Health Services, which has long supplemented the student counseling provided by in-house staff. Even with these reductions, the district is still expecting a $138,000 budget deficit. That's a little higher than last year's deficit, but substantially less than estimates from earlier this spring. District Finance Director Wendy Einerson pointed out that health insurance costs did not go up as much as expected.
We were anticipating a much higher increase, and we were very happy to find out that it was just going to be a 6.8% increase. So from the earlier budgets that I've been working on, I was able to reduce the amount that we needed to budget for that.
But the budget still eats into the school's emergency reserves for the second year in a row. Board member Randy Lantine pointed out the balance was not enough to cover operations for a month.
I see our fund reserve is down to $548,000.
Yes.
In this budget. So, I mean, you look at what our monthly expenditures are, they're over $700,000. So we're at a point where we're
below. Yes, our unreserved fund balance would not cover 1 month's worth of bills.
Overall, the district budget totals about $7.5 million. It does not include any estimated cost increases that could result from the ongoing contract negotiations with teachers and other staff. While he recommended the spending plan, Superintendent Rob Thomason was concerned over its impacts. He was especially frustrated by the loss of the reading specialist, which had been supported by federal grant money that's no longer available.
Well, when you talk about that kind of money, I mean, if you write down to the basics of what are we about? We're about reading and math and writing, and this significantly affects the reading program at the elementary school through the Title I reduction. I mean, it's almost criminal. It's a critical thing, the reading specialist in an elementary school that we have to be looking at. We can't do that. That makes me crazy, but that's where we are.
Typically, the school board has several meetings to review the budget before it votes on it, but the process was stalled this year as the administration awaited word on health insurance costs, according to Thomason.
And we had been told by those in the insurance industry expect a 25% increase. We've been told by others medical industry that they were planning on a 39% increase, so we were thrilled when it came in at 6.8. That said, it just came in. And so my concept of what I had hoped would be the role and function of a budget committee did not materialize based on some of the external forces to our district.
So this month's board agenda included the budget presentation, public hearing, and board approval all in one night. Elementary school teacher Kelly O'Connor Demko was the only person to speak during the hearing. Like Thomason, she was concerned over the loss of the reading specialist. O'Connor Demko said what the school had been able to accomplish with that teacher over the years had been phenomenal.
What the kids get in the earlier grades carries them through the whole system and, you know, has resulted in top reading scores on all of our tests. And, you know, to not have that a permanent continuing position without having to worry about funding coming through from year to year is something that probably should just be considered. so strongly.
According to Superintendent Thomason, the district had to be careful with spending this year, but he was still optimistic.
And we, being have to be conservative, have taken worst-case scenario kind of approach, because if you take a best-case scenario and it comes out something less than that, then you're in the worst of the worst. So I guess I like to hope and believe and be positive that it's going to get better.
At the same time, Board President Gene Ellis added a note of concern.
Only 27 kindergartners is scary, though.
That's scary.
It is scary.
Over the past decade, the kindergarten class has ranged in size from 35 to 49 students. The board members present passed the 2011 budget unanimously. Member Jim Schwartz was out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.